Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.
Welcome to Jets Talk Live. I'm Eric Allen inside our Florham Park studios. Boy, do we have a show for you today. The 2012 Ring of Honor inductees are going to be unveiled right here on Jets Talk Live. We're also going to preview the Jets and 49ers Week 4 clash. You're going to hear from Antonio Cromartie, Calvin Pace, and Tim Tebow in the locker room. But right now, I'm joined on set by the man who made the defensive end position glamorous in the National Football League, Mark Gastineau. Congratulations. How does it feel to be a member of the Jets Ring of Honor?
Horrible. I'm just kidding. It feels incredible. I'm really honored. It is an honor. And there's really, I can't even say in words, but if I could, it would be that the fans and the coaches and everyone in the organization and the owners and Leon Hess and Woody Johnson, incredible people.
Mark, what's going through your mind when Woody Johnson gives you that call and says, we want to honor you at halftime of the Monday night game against the Houston Texans?
I thought it was a friend just doing a prank on me. No. I was kind of quiet, you know, so, and unlike I used to be, but anyway, it was just really, really nice to have him call and have Woody Johnson call me. It was just that was an honor in itself.
As a boy growing up in Oklahoma, what were your dreams?
Well, go fishing and hunting and basically, I never thought that I'd ever play in the NFL, and my dreams were basically, I was good back then, you know, in Oklahoma. I mean, I at East Central, you know, I played ball and didn't really pay attention to the coaches, just they would let me go, you know, anywhere I wanted to go, and but the thing that helped me make it in the NFL, I think, was the speed that I had. So
yeah, well, you were a second round draft pick. The first round pick of the Jets that year was Marty Lyons. Oh my God, what a pair of draft picks for the New York Jets. Yeah. First year you didn't get much playing time, and then you exploded onto the scene in your second season. What happened then?
Well, I got that first sack and I couldn't believe it. So it was something that I never ever dreamed of. And then all of a sudden I got it and I did a little dance and there's controversy and I just, you know, played through the years and did my best and was very self-centered and you know, just if I could do it all over again, I would not be the person I was because of the fact that I was selfish.
Now, what do you mean by self-centered as far as...
Just, well, you know, there's two ways, I mean, of looking at it because, you know, you're 4% body fat, 5% body fat, and you think you're all that. You know, and you just think, you know, you go by the mirror, you just look in the mirror. But now I'm like 25, 30% body fat, and there's a lot more to life than that. You know, it's an ego type thing that you have to have pride in playing, but pride in yourself, you know, pride becomes before the fall. And I think that I've learned my lesson, being humble, having humility, and serving Jesus like I'm trying to do. I fall short, but everybody does. But, you know, just having the humility to be able to have young youth follow you. you know, because I didn't have a lot of followers back then. And if I did, I was leading them down the wrong road. So, you know, that's one thing that I really, really, I regret, that I didn't lead people like a Tim Tebow. I mean, to me, maybe he's leading me. Maybe he's been an example to me because he's a good person. But, and we're not talking football here.
Right.
We're just talking about, you know, off the field. But because I know who the quarterback is, everybody out there, I know exactly Mark Sanchez, and everybody's like, oh, you know, the controversy or whatever they think it is, it's not, because the coach right there in the middle, he's picked a player, and Sanchez is going to be it. So
yeah.
You know what? Hey, but I'm not going to get into that.
So. And the coach right here, the bobblehead, you were born in the same hospital as Rex Ryan, which is amazing. Let's talk about your playing career a little bit. 107 okay. sacks. You were dominant off that edge. You set an NFL record in 1984 for sacks in the season. That stood for a number of years until Michael Strahan broke it down the line. And we're watching footage of you right now. When you see that person, what do you think of that player? Give us a scouting report on Mark Gastineau.
I don't even know if that's me or not.
But it is.
Yeah. But the thing that Bernie Kosar, that late hit, that's when I remember the most, because everybody reminds me. But it's just something that I look back on and I use as a tool for kids now, for to say, listen, anyone can make it in the NFL if you put your mind to it. And you know, the way I made it was, it had to have been God, it had to have been the Lord, because there's no way in the world that I would have thought that I would have ever been in New York City playing football.
I know you feel extremely blessed. What were you thinking about when you had that shot at the quarterback, or when you saw the quarterback in your sights?
Well, Lord, forgive me, but I wanted to kill him. You know,
yeah.
As far as bounties and stuff, I will talk about bounties, because bounties are something that you give somebody, I think, I'm pretty sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, extra money to go out and, you know, put somebody out. But, like, the thing I don't understand is you should be doing that every play. What is extra money going to help? Does that mean if you get extra money, you're going to be able to play better? Or to hurt somebody?
Well, you got to be self-motivated no matter what you do.
That's what I'm saying.
No matter what you're doing. Obviously, you don't want to hurt anybody when you're playing, but go 100% and be self-motivated.
That's right.
So
a bounty is, if you're playing to your fullest, I don't think a bounty is going to make any difference. You know, a bounty, forget the bounties. You go out there and you go 100% every single time.
Yeah.
And are as close to 100% as you can.
How would you describe the sack exchange? You were a member of one of the greatest defensive lines in the history of the National Football League.
The sack exchange is, that was a unit. That was a team in itself. And, you know, Marty and Abdul in the middle, and I'll tell you, you know, without those guys, and I see it so much more now, you know, that I've, you know, finally gotten a little bit, you know, more mature, and you know, I really when I look back on it and see the things that I did, I wish that I would have really realized in the moment what was happening, because getting the sacks and having the sacks and stuff like that is something that, you know, not a lot of players have done. But doing that I wish that, because I thought it just came easy, you know?
Yeah.
And so.
Well, you made it look easy.
Well, I made it hard because of the fact that I didn't, you know, do the right things when I was making those sacks.
Well, it's a great message for everybody out there to go hard every play and also have the team foremost in your mind. Mark Gastineau is going to be honored at halftime of the Jets-Texans game Monday night in a couple weeks. We thank you so much for joining us today.
Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.